All right, let's cut through the noise. The business world doesn't care if you were on top yesterday. It only cares about what you're doing right now to stay ahead. In a world that changes at incredible speed, managing to the status quo is a one-way ticket to becoming irrelevant. Today, I'm going to discuss the truth on how you can keep yourself and your business relevant in today's ever-changing business climate. Let's dive in. Hi, everyone. This is Jim Riviello, and I want to welcome you to the Getting Results podcast. I'm so excited to have you here, so let's get started. Results matter. In fact, we're paid to get results. So the big question is this: how do business leaders like us, who really want to do the right thing and make a difference, how do they get results? How do they effectively lead others in the face of adversity? And how do they find the strength and courage to role model the behavior they want to see in others? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Jim Riviello, and welcome to Getting Results. I recently watched a TEDx talk by Rick Warren that really inspired me. He was talking about staying relevant, and he seated me with a couple of ideas that I want to share with you. And I'm going to tweak his message and unpack it further in my words, because the topic of staying relevant is a hot one right now. Why? Because so much is changing. Things are changing so fast that we're almost becoming numb to change itself. Think about it. Just look at the pace at which technology advances. Turn on CNBC, and all you hear about are the shifting market dynamics. Clients in every industry are challenging us to keep up, or you risk becoming irrelevant. Whether we like to hear it or not, what got you to where you are today is not going to get you to where you need to be tomorrow. However, with the right mindset and the strategies, you can adapt and pivot regardless of any change. See, that starts with our leadership DNA. And see, this is where Rick inspired me. When we think of DNA, we think of the generic code that is unique to each individual. The DNA from parents is passed down to their offspring, much like a team inherits certain traits from their leaders. Trust me when I say this, this is not a health post, right? As I'm clearly not qualified for that. But give me some poetic license here. And let me make a metaphorical expression to the DNA of staying relevant. D stands for developing a lab mentality. If your business is changing, you're going to have to develop a lab mentality. What happens in a lab? You experiment. See, now there's a reason I named my last book, Freedom to Experiment, How to Ignite a New Level of Energy, Focus, and Momentum in Yourself and Your Team. You, as a leader, have to create a culture where you are constantly experimenting. See, most leaders are so fixated on getting results that they actually ignore the process required to get there and the tools available to support their journey. The truth is this: getting results is a game of progress, not perfection. And the only way to make meaningful progress is if you have the freedom to experiment. The best leaders that I know are the ones who encourage their teams to courageously experiment, to thoughtfully exercise discipline, and to consciously reflect on the lessons learned, and then efficiently adapt to changing conditions. If you want to stay relevant, you can never, ever, ever stop experimenting. That's a lab mentality. Yes, at times you're going to fail, or you're going to make a miscue, but you need to learn how to fail fast. You have to have the courage to keep experimenting. If you always do what you've always done, you're going to be irrelevant. Said differently, you can't use yesterday's solutions to solve today's problems, right? Breakthrough results emerge when you have the freedom to experiment. Let's talk about the N in DNA. The N is DNA of staying relevant is never stop learning. See, the moment you stop learning is the moment you stop leading. Growing businesses require growing leaders. And if you stop growing, your team's going to stop growing. And if your team stops growing and learning, guess what? Your business is going to stop growing. For those of you who follow my work, you know I always say leaders are teachers. To become a great teacher, one must first become a great student. The best leaders are lifelong students. Imagine for a second that someone is using an axe to cut down a tree. That axe, at one time, was razor sharp. And when it's aimed at the side of a tree, it slices deeply into the wood. But after you use that axe a lot, it's going to eventually become dull. And guess what's going to happen? It's going to take longer to cut down the tree because the edge is no longer sharp. So here's the question. Which takes more effort to cut down that tree? Using a razor sharp axe or a dull axe? Come on, the answer is clear, right? Isn't it? The duller the axe, the more effort is required. So here's what I'm trying to say. As a leader, you have to sharpen your axe if you want to stay relevant. You're listening to this right now. Why? Because you're a student. And I compliment you on that, right? You made a choice to listen to this. Whatever you do, never stop learning. Never stop making that choice. Learning is the only way that you will stay relevant. The DNA of staying relevant starts with developing a lab mentality and never stop learning. So now let's talk about the A in DNA relevance. The A stands for allies. Allies will accelerate results. Too much is changing too fast for any one of us to go it alone. We need allies to shorten our journey. We need allies to collaborate and brainstorm with. We need allies to expedite solutions to complex challenges. We need allies to stay relevant. I have something that is extremely valuable and keeps me relevant. My ability to pick up this phone and call people and ask for help. And when I do, guess what happens? They answer. I have another thing that is extremely valuable and that keeps me relevant, and that's my willingness to help other people. See, it's a spiritual truth that you have to give to get. You have to help others so they are willing to help you when you need it most. That's what I'm talking about when I talk about the power of allies. People are always trying to predict the future. They're always trying to create trends and anticipate what life's going to look like in the years ahead, right? The truth is this. No one knows. No one can tell you what the future holds. No one could have predicted COVID. No one could have predicted 9/11. Change is the one constant in life. I can't tell you personally where I'm going to be 5 years from now. And you can't tell me exactly where you and your business is going to be 5 years now. But I can tell you this. I can tell you what won't change. Business challenges are going to increase. That's not going to change. People are still going to struggle with fear, uncertainty, and doubt. Leaders are still going to worry about having imposter syndrome. Leadership influence is still going to be a requirement of any leader. Results are going to matter, and expectations are going to increase. None of that's going to change. So I encourage you to focus on the leadership DNA, because that DNA is going to keep you relevant. Relevance is a choice. It's an intention you set. If you don't make that choice, you will become irrelevant and fast. With that said, I want to invite you to make a choice right now by investing in yourself and joining our leadership community. Now is the time to surround yourself with like-minded souls who are challenged with the same things that you are. If you want to stay relevant, this is the community that you need to be part of. And here's the best part. It's extremely affordable and risk-free. I included a link in the description if you want to elevate your game. If you want to get out of the weeds, you need to do more than just hire the right people. You need to get the right people to do the right things. The truth is this. Leaders are only as good as the team they surround themselves with. I invite you to join Leadership X University and get access to a thriving community of like-minded business leaders just like yourself. The entire community is designed to be one big support group for leaders who want to get out of the weeds and get their teams to step up. Go to growchampion.com or follow the link in the description to learn more. In the meantime, do me a favor and share this with others in whatever way serves you best. Enjoy your week, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.